When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Headlines. Pakistan vows to retaliate after India launches military strikes. We're watching especially air combat reports over Kashmir between a mix of aircraft, high-performance aircraft, some French, some Russian, some Chinese, some Americans perhaps, watching very carefully because it's a measure of the capability of the Chinese military, in addition to the possible breakdown in relations between two nuclear states in the forbidding highlands of Kashmir. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, joins me. And the one other headline of significance right now is that there are talks beginning this weekend, we're told, by the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Bessin, and a representative vice premier from the People's Republic of China about trade. That is, at once, a very fetching headline, but unknowns. I put those down and turn to my friend and colleague Gordon Chang because we're very pleased to welcome Adjunct Professor at George Washington University's Elliott School of Foreign Affairs and George Mason University's School of Government, Professor Gerrit van der Weis. Gordon, you have a question for the professor.
Gerrit, it seems that Taiwan has sort of been overtaken by events elsewhere, but there were two important pieces of legislation that are making their way through the U.S. Congress involving Taiwan. We haven't been paying attention to it. What are these bills and what will they do?
Well, there are two bills that are basically amending earlier pieces of legislation passed by the U.S. Congress back a few years ago, strengthening them. One is the Taiwan Assurance Implementation Act, which basically requires the State Department to periodically review guidelines for engagement with Taiwan. That's always been a bit of a sensitive topic. Sometimes the U.S. government has kind of relaxed on those guidelines, but sometimes they have tightened them up. But in this case, the Congress is saying, hey, we should look at those guidelines and see in what way we could improve relations with a free and democratic Taiwan. So that's the first one. The second one is the Taiwan International Solidarity Act, which strengthens earlier legislation on support for Taiwan's international space for relations with other countries and pushing back against the Chinese effort, particularly in the United Nations, to push Taiwan into a corner. So these two pieces of legislation really show that the U.S. Congress is still very strongly supportive of Taiwan, and these two pieces of legislation were passed by full vote unanimously. So that's a good signal, particularly in view of the uncertainty created, in a sense, over the past month by the administration of President Trump in relation to Taiwan. On the one hand, yes, the Defense Department is strengthening some of the moves to help defend Taiwan defend itself. But on the other hand, there have been a bit vagueness from the White House and uncertainty generated by President Trump's vague statements related to Taiwan. So this signal from the Congress is a very positive one.
Professor, the Financial Times piece mentions the Kuomintang. Increasingly pro-CCP is the summer is a remark by the Financial Times. So these bills in Congress, do they affect in some fashion the political argument that Kuomintang is making? Does it matter to the people of Taiwan that the Congress is with the resistance and not with the collaborators?
Yes, indeed. That is a very important signal that the U.S. Congress is basically speaking out, because in Taiwan itself, as you indicate, there's been a pretty hot debate. Should we get closer to China or should we strengthen our resolve against China? And the Kuomintang has a very, very slight majority, actually, in the legislative yuan, together with the so-called TPP party, a third party. And they have kind of been pushing towards, well, better relations with China. We want to have peace and things like that. And disregarding the rather major threat that Gordon was talking about earlier, that China is sending in Taiwan's direction by military exercises, infiltration, gray zone operations, and so on and so forth. Those are continuing.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Garrett, when we look at the administration in Taipei, William Lai, what is its posture towards China right now?
It is basically strengthening its resolve to push back against China's encroachment. It's doing that in a variety of ways. It is tightening up on domestic measures to basically catch Chinese spies. The Chinese have sent in quite a number of people to try to infiltrate Taiwan. So the Lai administration has strengthened legislation to basically send those people to prison for a bit longer. China has attempted to internationally isolate Taiwan. President Lai has really reached out to a number of other countries and said, hey, we want to cooperate more closely, both with the United States and with European countries. And it's also significant that the former president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, has just been announced that she will go to Europe, visit some European countries. So this is also a first where European countries basically help push back against China's encroachment by being more supportive of Taiwan.
The shooting war over India, Pakistan, aside from that, we've been involved in using war as a metaphor for the trade war recently, Professor. It's always in the news. I mentioned briefly, I saw that there was trouble about Taiwan and tariffs, and that TSMC, the most notable success of all of the modern production, the highest-end chips, is looking to invest or already has committed to investing in America. Has that mitigated the tariff concerns in Taiwan between the U.S. and Taipei?
Taiwan was quite amazed that the tariffs imposed on Taiwan were quite high, 32%, and they basically did not quite understand where that came from. Taiwan has attempted, as you said, to mitigate the situation by investing in Arizona. They have committed $100 billion to three new plants in addition to the two plants that were planned already to build chips in Arizona. So they are moving in that direction. But at the same time, they don't want to lose their what they call silicon shield, and that is the production of chips in Taiwan itself, the high-end production of those chips is going to continue in Taiwan. And that helps Taiwan in its defense. It helps Taiwan say, hey, we are important for the world. If those chips from Tainan disappear, then the world economy is in big trouble. So they are looking for support from the United States for this approach where they do provide a supply chain to Arizona, but at the same time maintain a major effort in Taiwan itself.
Professor Garrett Van Der East, George Washington University, and George Mason University, Gordon Chang. I'm John Baxter.